This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Lisa Koenig.
And I'm Mike Murray.
Well, there seems to be a bit of a trend with politicians to go around the media and make major announcements through social media or perhaps through a YouTube video and avoid all those pesky questions that come when you hold a news conference of some sort. Michelle Bachmann did this a few weeks ago when she announced she was not going to run for Congress again. And Bruce Rauner, a businessman in Chicago, used a YouTube video to announce that he's running for governor. Lisa, you and I watched that video just a few minutes ago. Very slickly produced, very well written, very well shot. He makes a lot of points about the problems in Illinois right now, but doesn't really offer any solutions, does he?
No specific details. He offers a vision for an Illinois unencumbered by too many regulations. That's a central part of his message. But, he doesn't give the specifics on how he would get the state there.
Which is, you know, something a reporter would ask at a news conference, whereas if you just produce a slick video, it's easy to point the finger at people and lay the blame somewhere else and then just not really offer a solution. We hear a lot of that from politicians, don't we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I should think, you know, a YouTube video is really just a glorified commercial.
Yeah.
You know, and it's really doesn't offer much of an opportunity. Well, actually, I should say it could conceivably offer a pretty significant opportunity for a politician to make, you know, to describe his or her ideas for changes that ought to be made in any particular, you know, state or region, what have you. But I think probably the model is really well established that you know, things that you watch on a monitor tend to be commercial type of things. I would say that, you know, the fact that there are no reporters around to ask pesky questions like you mentioned, Rich, that's something that people who are running for office really like, you know, because then they're in their comfort zone and so forth. And I think the reporter's job is to get them out of their comfort zone, if at all possible.
So. Yeah, and like you said, it is a commercial. This is basically a three-minute commercial, which would cost quite a bit of money if you bought some ad time on a television station, whereas the only thing this cost him was the price of producing it, actually, which was probably pretty expensive, too, because it's really well done.
Yeah, it looked like it had a high production value. But this is an important point, that it's unfiltered by the media, that no one's asking questions. So what does that mean for, you know, the media is supposed to be there as the public's advocate to ask tough questions. How would you... how would you turn the state around? How are you going to do that? How are you going to do that even though you don't have a political background? And those kinds of questions. And this reminded me of an earlier program where we discussed the State of the News Media report by the Pew Center for the Press, which noted that in the presidential campaign, there was much more of the direct politician to audience message as opposed to stories vetted by the media.
Yeah, I will say Rauner did go to a few different cities, I think a day or two after the video was released, but this was a way for him to really get his message out first before he started answering some questions. And there are some people, you guys want to address this. You know, there are some complaints that some criticisms that the media deserves this, that we turn these races into contests. You know, it's more about the race rather than the substance. And we ask a lot of superficial questions instead of getting into the nitty-gritty, some of the details, perhaps some of the serious policy questions that should be asked. Do you agree with that criticism, that perhaps the media has brought a bit of this on themselves?
I think it's a valid criticism that the media focused too much on the contest, the horse race, and not enough on the issues, definitely, because it takes a lot more time, it takes more resources to report on that. And I think And I think that journalists just like the spectacle. I think they get excited by that, too, by the contest aspect. So, yeah, and that and the maybe confrontational interviews. And, you know, Frank Bruni wrote a column about this on June 2nd in the New York Times about Michelle Bachmann's video announcement and pointed that out, that maybe, you know, when he's largely criticizing this trend, but he said, but maybe an upside would be that more people would run if they knew they didn't have to deal so much with confrontational reporters. Maybe that's a deterrent to good candidates.
It could be a deterrent to bad candidates, too, and that's a way of filtering them out a little bit.
That's possible. You know, reporters ask questions that they think their audience is interested in hearing the answers to,
sure.
If I can end the sentence with a preposition. If you ask a question about issues and your audience is going like, oh, gosh, I can't handle it, I can't get my head around it, you know, and they just zone out and change the channel, which you can still do, even though they're not channels like they used to be. But, you know, you can still quit watching the video or whatever it is on YouTube. Then a reporter's put in kind of a difficult situation. Do I ask the question that needs to be asked, or do I ask the question that my, you know, viewers and listeners and readers are all concerned about? This is a kind of a no-win situation. Whatever you do, there's going to be somebody who's not happy with what you do. But as a reporter, and I suppose that's in the back of a reporter's mind sometimes.
You know, this column in the New York Times also points out that Hillary Clinton released a video when she made her, you know, long-awaited endorsement of a gay marriage or same-sex marriage. That was done in a video posted to the web. So even though she's not running for something, you know, there are certainly suspicions she might be running for something in another year or so. Mm-hmm. And so she makes this controversial announcement without a bunch of questions from reporters, and then maybe is hoping the issue is kind of forgotten about by the time she's running for office.
That's one of a number of examples. You know, people like to be able to control news about themselves, especially politicians, and they're taking a page from corporations that are trying to control messages. But as an aside, let me add that I heard of these announcements. I heard about Bachmann and Clinton's announcements on mainstream media, probably public radio. I didn't see them on YouTube, and I bet a lot of people still got the news from the media. So they're getting the message out the way they want, but then it's getting picked up by the media, and then the reporters can still add information like the Defense of Marriage Act.
All right. Hey, with that, we have run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.